WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, peace seekers. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic calm. You know that feeling when life throws a curveball? Maybe it's a mountain of emails at work, traffic jams that stretch longer than a Taylor Swift concert, or the ever-present hum of social media pressure. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? You don't have to let those little or sometimes big stresses steal your serenity. Today, we're diving deep into finding inner peace and calmness, that elusive state where you feel grounded, centered, and ready to tackle anything life throws your way. Trust me, this isn't about becoming some Zen master who lives in a secluded mountaintop hut, though. Wouldn't that be cool? This is about building practical tools, cultivating mindful habits, and learning to navigate the chaos with grace and resilience. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 powerful takeaways that can help you tap into that inner calm right here, right now. First things first. Awareness is your superpower. Ever notice how often we get swept away by our thoughts and emotions without even realizing it? We're on autopilot, reacting instead of responding. Becoming aware of those thought patterns, those feelings bubbling up inside, that's the first step towards finding calm. It's like having a mental GPS. You need to know where you were before you can figure out how to get where you want to go. Second, practice mindfulness. No, I don't mean chanting or meditating for hours, though those things can be amazing. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing the details around you, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, the taste of your coffee. It's a mini vacation for your mind from the constant chatter and worries. Next up, cultivate gratitude. Think about it. Focusing on what we have instead of what we lack can seriously shift our perspective. Start noticing the good stuff, a delicious meal, a kind gesture from a stranger, that comfy pair of socks you just slipped into. Gratitude is like a warm hug for your soul. Fourth, set boundaries. This one's crucial. We live in a world where everyone wants a piece of our time and energy. It's okay to say no sometimes to protect your precious peace and create space for what truly matters. Remember, you don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. And finally, find joy in the little things. Life doesn't have to be a grand adventure every day. Sometimes the simplest pleasures bring the most happiness: reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, laughing with a friend. Make time for those moments that make your heart sing. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this: you're walking down the street, the sun is shining, birds are singing, and suddenly a delivery truck speeds by and blasts its horn right next to you. You might feel startled, maybe even a little annoyed, but remember those calm-inducing tools we just talked about. With awareness, you notice your heart rate quicken, your breath shallowing. You take a deep breath, grounding yourself in the present moment with mindfulness. Gratitude washes over you as you realize how lucky you are to be healthy and safe. You set a boundary by gently stepping aside as the trip passes, and then you smile because even amidst the chaos, there's beauty all around you. D. Inner peace isn't about eliminating stress, it's about finding calm within the storm. It's about developing those inner resources that allow us to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. So what are you waiting for? Start practicing today. Take a few minutes to focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, and cultivate a sense of gratitude for all the good things in your life. You deserve to find that inner calm, I know you do. And remember, share this episode with someone who could use a little more peace in their life. Let's spread the Stoic Calm love, one podcast at a time. Until next time, keep striving for that inner serenity. And hey, if you stumble, don't worry, just pick yourself up and try again. That's what it's all about.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.